Hey, it's that time of the week again, guys.
Yes.
Yes, Kurt.
Yes, it is. It is that time of the week.
You know what we have to start off with doing since we have it.
Number one on the list is talking about herpes.
You actually wrote that down.
I did write down herpes because we were making jokes about it, but I wrote down step one, herpes.
Well, I was going to say patreon.com. Oh.
/too.
Kind of epic show. Become a patron and help support the podcast. So in a way, you're not wrong. You are paying for a service.
Yeah.
You are paying for a service.
Uh-huh.
We posted our first exclusive episode to our patrons last week. It will be last week. I posted it this week, but by the time they listen to it, it will be last week.
Time is relative.
Yep. But go check out our Patreon. Please join the cause.
And we did get our first commission for the top 10 that Kurt has to do.
Yeah. So you're talking about yourself in the third person?
You know, you want to talk about talking about yourself in the fourth person? I was reading an article about this the other day.
No, in a minute. Let's go back to the Patreon here.
I'm going to put that on a list.
So, yeah. Fourth, so Kurt fourth. Has his first top 10 list he has to do, commissioned by our friend Parker Shake, who donated $100 to our Patreon account.
Thanks, Parker.
Parker has chosen for us to do top 10 hot sauces in a row with no recovery.
I'm fine with that. That's just like running on the treadmill for so long with no recovery. So,
yeah.
It'll be painful. And
Parker likes his stuff hot.
I do like hot sauce, dude. Don't.
Yeah. No, I gotcha. I'm just letting you know. Anyways, I think I'm also going to YouTube that one. I'm going to shoot that.
Okay.
So we need to figure out where we're going to do it and when, and we will get that done.
Am I allowed bread, milk, and all the other accoutrements?
Ooh. Maybe. I think he wants to do it. Are you familiar with the Hot Ones Challenge?
Yeah, I know what that is.
Do they allow it?
They do? Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, you don't usually go for that until you're
done.
Either at the second to last or last.
Yeah. So we'll do a Hot Ones Challenge Kurt. Is more of what it's going to be. But anyway, if you want Kurt to do something like that that doesn't involve anal lubes.
Yes, god
damn or it. any penetration on Kurt, please.
Unless you are an extraterrestrial.
Nope. Okay.
I mean, if you want to learn what my bowels work like, I mean, I can just
work poop. Like?
Yeah.
Okay. Look like or work like?
Yes.
Okay.
If you're extraterrestrial and you're donating to our Patreon, thank you.
Yes.
Why? But okay.
Yep. Please, best Patreon ad ever. All right. Yeah. So you can find that at patreon.com/kindofepicshow. Become a patron. We have tiers that start at $5, then $10. And if you at least do the $5 one, you get everything.
Mm-hmm.
You get everything that will be released on the show.
Yep.
So you just don't get the shout outs that mm-hmm. we'll do. Or anything like that.
But yeah, you get access to those. What we're debating on what we're going to call the after shows. What we might just call them after shows, which are like
post games or after show or
top tens, whatever.
And you know what? Just came up with the perfect 25 tier.
What?
Our Patreons, if you pay $25, you give us the topic of discussion for after shows.
That's a good idea.
That is 25 or 50. 25. I already said 25.
You can't renege on something you've already said.
Yeah, for $25. I'll add that today. $25 tier, you can do your own, like, give us a topic of discussion for our post game or after show or whatever.
Or if you wanted to just do stand-up, that's cool too.
Yeah, that would be fun. But basically, those are going to be a fun conversation, so if you give us a fun topic, it doesn't have to be fun. It could be super depressing. But that will be exclusive to Patreon subscribers as well.
Speaking about super depressing.
Yep.
Hellfire, dark fire, this fire in my skin. This burning inside me is turning me to sin. That's
That's the creepiest, like, song.
I love that song.
It is very beautiful.
I think he is the best Disney villain of all time because he's the most human. But we're talking about Notre Dame. And for all of you guys who haven't been watching on the news, Notre Dame went up in flames, I believe it was on Tuesday this week.
Yeah, sounds about right.
for me, I mean, there's all those Instagram whores and all the Instagram, like, oh my god, this is such a tragedy. Thing is those are for those people who went to Europe once and just went to that place to say, hey, I went to this place. Now, I won't say that I'm not one of those people who went to those places just to want to go to that place, but when it comes to Notre Dame on top of, for me personally, St. Peter's Basilica and Stonehenge, those are one of those places, once I walked into there, you just get an overwhelmingly sense of something a little bit extraordinary or out of the ordinary. It's one of those things that you're in a building, literally, it's 850 years old. You're in something that's not only a part of a religion, but it's part of, like, the human condition at that point. It's so ingrained into our society. Another interesting thing about Notre Dame is that the 0 point mark of all of Paris is Notre Dame. So if you are 80 miles or 60 miles away from Paris, you are 80 miles or 60 miles away from Notre Dame itself. And if there's one thing that I really enjoyed the most about Notre Dame was just the artwork's fantastic. It was beautiful. The architecture is fantastic, and it was so hard for me personally to see all that go down in flames because it's not as much of a religious symbol as it is a symbol of human achievement of what they can do over a vast time space. And here's another interesting fact. Around the time that Notre Dame was being built, and then around the 1136, I think, is when it was, like, formally started construction.
Yeah, it's 850 years old.
850 years old. Literally, the Vikings were still around. The third to fourth heir of the current British monarchy was in power. So this is, like, Alfred the Great's grandson or great-grandson. So really, really old. This is so incredible. It's unfathomably old at some points that it's so crazy to think that something's been around for so long and then we lose it all in a horrible accident. And the reason we lost it, if a lot of people at the beginning thought it was an act of terror, no, it was an act of human miscalculation with the restoration services. And that's another thing that you have to... In Europe, that's one thing that's very interesting about Europe is that they restore everything that's old. Here in America, it's like, oh, it's fucking 20 years old. Fuck it, we're gonna build over it. And there in Europe, it's like, oh, dude, this thing is 20 years old. We need to preserve it. And then it just keeps getting preserved and preserved. And from what I understand from news sources around the area, is that some sort of rebarb or some sort of like cutting of a steel object caused sparks that hit a very dry patch of scaffolding wood, and then it just kept going further and further and further. Good news is for Notre Dame that nobody died. A lot of the stained glass windows are still intact and still in good condition.
A lot of the art had been already removed. Yeah.
So that's it. It's a tragic loss of history, but at least it's not a tragic loss of life.
I do want to bring up one thing that's annoyed me about the religious side of it.
Okay.
I'm sure that you saw that the cross and altar were still intact. Like, they looked untouched.
Yeah.
And...
well, that's because it's doused with holy water.
But wood burns at, like, 350 degrees.
Stone does not start to char until...
It's all gold.
Oh, it's cold.
Which is at 1,900 degrees.
That makes sense.
And everyone's like, look at it. It's an act of God that it survived. No, that's science.
Yeah.
That is science.
That's true. Oh, another thing that if we're talking about metal and stuff.
It's almost they've almost raised $1 billion for repairs.
I'm glad. The thing, though, is...
The Catholic Church is one of the wealthiest organizations in the world.
So they don't really need your money. Honestly, the Catholic Church did not need any donations outside of it.
No.
But people are donating it because they have that whole, like, guilt of... It's the same type of guilt that built St. Peter's Basilica, the indulgence fee. Hey, we can absolve you of any sin if you pay X amount of money.
I know. I just saw that Disney just donated like $5 million to it, which is nice. I mean, one of their, as you said.
Literally, that's one of their properties,
though. Yeah.
Then the Hunchback of Notre Dame is kind of one of the... Did you see that they released the Hunchback of Notre Dame emojis the day before?
No.
Yeah. Oh, man. Talk about tragic timing.
Yeah, right? Ubisoft is... they just... they're giving out Assassin's Creed Unity, which takes place in France, in Paris. Mm-hmm. And it has a full recreation of Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. And they're actually going to be using it to help reconstruct.
And that's good. Because yeah. The thing is in order to... Because the vast majority of the story takes place at Notre Dame. Notre Dame and Versailles. But, yeah. Yeah, that was... For a lot of the people who are religious, for a lot of the people who are fans of architecture and history like myself, we had a real deep cut and loss of just a historical, gorgeous building. But let's bring up the feel and the atmosphere by talking about...
Star Wars Celebration was this past weekend.
Exactly.
And there's a bunch of stuff we want to talk about from there. We'll get to the main one at the end.
Yeah.
We'll get to the main one at the end.
You guys know what the main one is if you've already been paying attention to it.
Yeah. Star Wars Fallen Order.
We have another confirmed EA game.
Yeah, which...
That, quote unquote, hold the phone.
Yeah.
No microtransactions.
No microtransactions. No planned DLC. A complete product given to us from EA... With everything included? To be fair, though...
I don't trust it.
They've had... My problem is, EA has had the Star Wars license for 6 years now? They've made 3 games? That's kind of fucked up.
They should be making more.
Yeah, you legitimately have one of the biggest properties in the world, and you've made 3 games, and one of them barely counts because it's just online multiplayer? The first Battlefront.
Yeah. First of the new Battlefront.
The first of the new Battlefronts. And there's been so many other games that have, like, Star Wars games that have been in development that they've canceled on.
Like,
well into, like
3, 3, 3, 4, or.
Yeah.
The Coruscant game.
Yeah,
The smuggling game.
The smuggling game, which would have been fucking amazing. The one from the producer of Uncharted would have been amazing.
Hmm?
Yeah. Yeah, one of the producers of the Uncharted series was working on a Star Wars game at EA.
And it just never went
anywhere. No, like, they had started making it, and it got canceled. They canceled it.
That's too bad.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like, EA.
What we're talking about, I don't know if we've actually named this, but Jedi the Fallen Order is what we're talking
about.
Yeah,
yeah, so I'm going to play this trailer, and we're going to pause it here and there and talk about it. Yeah, let's see it. I will state this up front. It's the Thursday following celebration when we're recording, and I didn't look up to see what was confirmed and what wasn't confirmed about this.
As of right now,
because there are characters in this that I'm going to theorize who they are, but I'm not 100%.
Star Wars Train Simulator.
Yeah.
Rules to survive. Don't stand out. Accept the past. Trust.
So, the main character, do you mind pausing?
Yeah.
So, the main character in this game looks like he's working as a scrapper.
Yeah, yeah, definitely working as a scrapper. They're pulling a side off of one of the old Clone Wars...
era.
Basically, the Star Destroyers, but I forget what they were called during the Clone Wars.
I forget, too, but pretty much they're scrapping it to build probably new Star Destroyers.
Maybe. We'll see. I'm going to say this is, I would say 5 years after Order 66, it would be my guess.
Maybe a little bit
5 to 10.
5 to 10.
Yeah.
And the main character looks like he's in his teens.
I would say late teens, early 20s. Which.
And then, of course, right below the
Sarlacc, yeah.
Then we get to see a quick shot of.
I'm assuming that's the Seventh Sister.
Seventh Sister.
And that's where I haven't seen confirmation if that's the Seventh Sister, but it looks
it's a female too close. Physique.
And it's definitely one of the Inquisitors.
It's an Inquisitor for sure, but may or may not be the Seventh Sister. But regardless, yeah. It has a female physique.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the Seventh Sister.
One thing that kind of bugs me a little bit. So he was a Padawan that survived Order 66. We already have one of those.
Starkiller?
No. Caleb Dune, Kanan from Rebels.
Kanan, yep.
And I would.
Would you rather play a Kanan game?
I think I would, just because he's already established and relatable. But we also know everything about him as well, so.
Yeah.
It just seems.
Is that one of the Death Troopers, or is that a...
I'm spacing the name of the group of, like, elite stormtroopers. I don't think it's a Death Trooper, because those are black and have the green highlights and stuff. But I think... I'm spacing the name.
Death Troopers are who serve directly under, like, Tarkin and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you feel safe to say that that's right under an Imperial... what's the guys in the Reds' name? The Red Guards.
Praetorian Guard?
No, that's New Order.
Okay, yeah. Whatever their counterpart was.
The Red...
Yeah.
The Red...
The Emperor's Bodyguards.
Emperor Bodyguard. I feel like these are the people right underneath. They're training to be Emperor Bodyguards.
Yeah. But no, I think they're the, like, almost the Black Ops Stormtroopers. I'm spacing the name of the stormtroopers, but like they're like Black Ops,
501st.
No, that's all. That's all of stormtroopers are part of the 501st. But it's like the Marines of the stormtroopers. Comes out 11/15/19. So, it's just a cinematic trailer. There's no gameplay. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if it's going to feel typical, like, similar, not typical, similar to the Starkiller games.
I feel like
The Force Unleashed, which I liked those games.
But it looks
games.
Like there might be some wall crawling, and there wasn't a lot of that.
Yeah, I think it'll be a bit faster paced.
Yeah, I think it's going to have a lot more parkour elements.
Yeah, almost like an Assassin's Creed meets...
Jedi. We'll see.
I hope so. That'd be neat.
Good. I will say I am a little disappointed in one thing, and it's really nitpicky.
Yeah.
What I'm upset with is that when he ignites his saber for the first time, it's a blue saber. I'm sick of seeing all these Jedi Knight/war. Blue lightsabers are the colors of Jedi warriors. People who are physically, like, training to fight with lightsabers.
Yeah.
I would much rather see somebody with a green lightsaber, because that's somebody who's training to be more powerful with the Force.
Yeah.
Like Yoda, like Luke Skywalker after he gets a second saber.
I don't know if that's still canon.
What? Like Skywalker's green blade.
Well, yeah, no, it is, but I'm just mean the use of the lightsabers.
The use of green lightsabers. Yeah,
because I'm pretty sure that the Jedi is allowed to pick their kyber crystal.
According to the Clone Wars, the kyber crystal chooses you.
Okay.
So you pretty much, your destiny is pretty much told to you by your crystal.
Okay, so if you look at Rey, she didn't choose her Kyber crystal.
It chose her.
She found it. In Luke Skywalker's lightsaber.
You mean Anakin Skywalker's?
Yes, it was also Luke's.
It was originally Anakin's.
Yes.
But, I don't know. I wish there was more love for green, because I've always been a fan of green.
Oh, yeah. I like the green lightsaber as well.
Or hell, bringing back something that's not technically, that's kind of canon, but it's not very common canon, like a yellow. I think if you go back into our previous, episodes, I talk about how I think that Rey's going to have a yellow pike as a lightsaber.
I think everybody's like assuming that she's going to get like a bow staff of some kind.
I don't want her to have a double. I want her to have a pike.
Yeah.
Because if you watch the way that she fights in the last two movies, it's always a stabbing motion.
Yeah.
And a swinging motion. Uh-huh. So that's why I want a pike.
All right. So next we get a trailer for Clone Wars, the final season. If you remember the end of where we had left Clone Wars, not including the lost episodes.
Yeah.
Which were originally going to be a part of this season, but...
But they're not going to? So we're not going to see Darth Bane be... Well, he already is technically canon with Yoda's episode.
Yeah. So, those lost episodes were basically... They had started production on this season already. Before the Disney... Lucasfilm buyout. They had started production on it, and they had already had a chunk of episodes that had been done.
I've seen the lost episodes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just explaining to our listeners what the lost episodes were.
So some of them were early animated, some of them were purely storyboarded, mm-hmm. And then some of them were completely finished.
Yeah. And even some of those, like, they had... We see bits and pieces of it, even in this trailer, of stories that had been... They had shown, like, episodes at different Star Wars celebrations, completely, like, storyboard and voiced over. They already had the voice work done. Mm-hmm. Now those episodes have been fully finished, mm-hmm. which I think is going to be really cool to finally see and get the ending. And
I'm really excited for this, because apparently this is supposed to lead right into Above the Battle of Coruscant.
Yeah, it'll be interesting because we already have one version of that in the 2D Clone Wars.
Yes.
Which, I still love the 2D Clone Wars. They did a wonderful job of that on Cartoon Network.
I never liked Dirge. I think it was a little too OP.
Yeah, that's fair. But it will be interesting to see where...
This trailer takes us.
Yeah.
I have not seen this trailer. So
we get a brief recap of the Ahsoka leaving.
How old is Ahsoka when she leaves?
The Clone Wars lasted. The Clone Wars lasted 5 years. Mm-hmm. So, 15.
Oh, so she's just being an impulsive.
16.
She looks like she's 9 when she first joins.
I might be wrong. The Clone Wars, 5 to 7 years. I forget the dates. Without the council, and without you. And we already get... We get a reunion of them in Rebels.
Yeah.
And
it's not a good one.
I don't know. Well, no. Not in the terms of... Of like being heartfelt, but it's emotional. It's very an emotional scene where they both realize that
there's two times. The first time that he notices her presence, he's like, "Ah, so the Padawan."
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, in the battle,
the battle where they're actually fighting.
Yeah.
And you will die.
And like she cracks open his mask, and mm-hmm. they see each other.
They see each other eye to eye.
Yeah. Like, it was super emotional in Rebels. It's one of my favorite scenes in Rebels. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see their interactions in this last season to kind of bring it full circle.
Yeah.
Because I'm almost looking at this as almost like a... Because we had Clone Wars, then we had Rebels, and we have the interactions and future stories with these characters. So I hope from a storytelling aspect, they're able to wrap it mm-hmm. up almost.
Yeah. You know, one thing that I wish we learned a little bit better is we do see at the end of Rebels that Ahsoka survives her fight.
Yeah, yeah.
With Darth Vader. I want to know why Vader didn't kill her.
They pulled her out of time.
They did? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
So she missed the time from her fight. They snatched her out of time because he was going to do that with Kanan as well and decided not to. Mm-hmm. That it would defeat the purpose of Kanan's death.
Yeah.
One of the few instances of time travel in Star Wars.
That's true.
I like how we're getting to see the bottom layers of Coruscant. That's why I've got my ship. Mutant clones.
Yep.
The Mutant Clones were one of the scrapped episodes that was unfinished.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she does come back for some missions. Looks, I didn't know that. So she comes back.
At least with the clones, but she may never interact with Anakin. We get to see her dual wielding.
Yep.
Yeah, well, there
and
you go.
He's got his full length hair.
Yeah. Siege of Mandalore.
We see Obi-Wan stop wearing his armor and start wearing his robes.
Yeah. I like one of the things I'm hoping for, since we see stuff from the Siege of Mandalore, and we'll probably find out the fate of Satine. I really hope she, like, I was hoping all of Rebels for it to be confirmed that Sabine mm-hmm. was Satine's mom. Uh-huh. Or, I mean, the other way around, that Satine was Sabine's mom. I was really hoping it the entire time.
We'll see.
I hope that we get confirmation.
Wouldn't that make her Obi-Wan? So we get Maul back.
Yeah. Which they confirmed Ray Park does the motion capture for this season of Clone Wars. They motion captured. Because they were like it's important to us to have the proper movements of Ray Park and Maul. He was like, it's something that we like all the times that we've used Darth Maul, it's never quite felt like he did in Phantom Menace. Mm-hmm. Like his movement just didn't feel the same. Mm-hmm. So they got Ray Park to do mocap.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that would actually make... we might actually lead in to see why Maul is the head of that that bandit group that he was in...
in Solo.
In Solo. So that'd be interesting.
Yeah. I still want to know how he goes from Solo to where he's at in Rebels. But who knows if we'll ever see that.
Well, no. We'll see.
Yeah. Where are we at time-wise?
We are at a time that is...
Oh, already at a half hour. Go team.
So we did the Clone Wars. Yeah. We did Fallen Order. So let's talk about the big news.
The big news. All that stuff is wonderful, and I'm loving it, and it's a... You know, there are a couple things that made me really happy during Celebration. I don't know if you watched any of the panels.
No.
So after the Last Jedi. The panels
made me really happy, but what made me really hard was... Don't lie.
There were panels...
It gave you a slight chub.
There were panels at the convention that I watched a good amount of, and after The Last Jedi, everybody had this... There was a group of fandom that hated the movie, hated the inclusion of, you know, like, Rose, and just hated her for being her. And there were moments at this convention, like, with the actor that plays Jar Jar. He got a standing ovation. They embraced him, you know? He wanted to commit suicide at one point because he was so hated. He was like, it's the biggest mistake of my life was doing this movie. Mm-hmm. It almost cost me my life. Mm-hmm. And just seeing him being loved. And when they introduced the actress that... Kelly Marie Tran, who plays Rose, she got a standing ovation. And it was just like, yes, there is still hope for the Star Wars fandom that they're not all pieces of shit.
Well, you know, maybe they were threatened to death by a certain death squad of troopers. You will stand and give applause.
Yeah, maybe the mouse ears came out and was just like, you have to do this. Mm-hmm. Or you're not getting to watch this panel. We will get you the fuck out. I doubt that.
No,
I doubt
you
the fuck.
We will execute you. Yeah. We are the House of Mouse. We have
right. And it's just a nice feeling because there was so much hatred for these characters and the actors that played them that it gives me a little bit of hope that our fandom doesn't suck.
You know why I think there wasn't, now that we're a few years away from Last Jedi.
Yeah.
I think another reason why this movie got a lot of hatred, other than the fact of what we've already stated,
it didn't further the plot much.
Not just that, but I mean, all the things that we've talked about in our previous videos. I think it's because if you ask any essential Star Wars fan which one is their favorite Star Wars, the vast majority will say Empire Strikes Back.
Yes.
Of the original trilogy.
Yeah.
So this is, of the new trilogy, this is the second movie, so people were assuming that it had to be a knockout.
Well, everyone hates the Clone Wars. The Clone Wars, or not the Clone Wars, Rise, Attack of the Clones.
I didn't mind the Attack of the Clones.
Oh, some people like Phantom Menace better than Attack of the Clones.
I do like Phantom Menace. Phantom Menace, of the prequels, it goes Revenge of the Sith, Phantom Menace, and then Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, well, I think Sith is one of the better movies, period, out of the saga. It could have used some dialogue editors, but...
Yeah, it's fine.
George's script could have used somebody to go through and made
helped on this new one.
Yeah, yeah. JJ did consult him. Did you see that George was even directed part of the Thrones premiere?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was on set, and there's reports coming out that he helped direct a scene.
He might have helped. He's probably one of the people in the bystanders in a scene somewhere.
Maybe.
He's probably.
Did you see...
I mean, what do you do when you're given $4 billion from Disney?
Right.
I mean, you're already set for life. It's like, fuck it. I want to go star on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah.
I am the Night King. Fuck you.
He would look in. We'll talk about Game of Thrones at some point. Kurt hasn't watched it. But good thing we had all this Star Wars stuff to talk about.
So we're talking about Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, so we got the title. We got the title, which they didn't give it away before they showed it. So at the end of the trailer was when it was first announced as well. So we're going to go ahead and hit it. I'm going to stop a lot during this one. I have a feeling.
So we start the trailer off with her breathing.
Which is a great thing because they've done it for all three of these new movies. The first one we have Finn.
Breathing heavily,
and then it goes from the black screen to him in the desert, and then we have Rey doing it in the Last Jedi trailer during her training, mm-hmm. and then we get it again here. It's a nice little touch.
It was breathe,
yeah,
just breathe.
Yeah, true.
So here's my theory about the whole breath thing.
Yeah,
is that breathing in the Force makes you stronger with the Force.
Yeah. I just think it's a nice little, it's a nice touch. It's some symmetry between all the trailers.
You have to get oxygen into those midichlorians.
And it just bam. They don't fade. It's all it's always
just cut. I will say this did upset me that she still has her old lightsaber.
I've seen some comments that this might be a dream sequence,
and I think it would. It is. Because she has her old pistol,
yeah,
and her old lightsaber.
So,
and then this interceptor Luke, shows up.
Yeah, Luke's talking about how they've all passed down their knowledge to her. Mm-hmm. 1,000 years of the Jedi's have passed her knowledge down to her. It kind of confirms there were rumors that we will see a ghost council in this movie.
A ghost Jedi council.
Yeah.
So we'll see Obi-Wan, we'll see Yoda, we'll see
all of them.
We might see Anakin?
Yeah, well, Hayden Christensen had been training, Ewan McGregor had been training.
Are you shitting me?
This movie's going to bring this saga to a close.
I mean,
it does say
in the trailer later on that says the end of the saga.
Yeah, so this is bringing these 9 movies to a close. And that includes Phantom Menace. It includes the prequels. Like, this is the last of the Skywalker saga. It has to bring it full circle. So,
is that why they named it Rise of Skywalker?
Probably.
I was like, what does it mean by Rise of Skywalker? All Skywalkers
dead. I'll get to that. No, they're not.
I don't care about who's.
But this is your find.
Every generation has a legend. That's a callback to the end of Last Jedi, the legend of Luke Skywalker that got passed around.
Every generation has a legend, and the legend of my generation was Space Jam.
Almost bought you a shirt the other day.
Oh,
I had one at Target, yeah.
Was that at Target
or at Meijer? It was at Meijer.
Come on and slay.
It was a Toon Squad shirt.
Yes.
But no, the legend of Skywalker, every generation has a legend. It's a callback to the legend of Luke Skywalker that went around at the end of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, we have to tell this story.
Yep.
And you see the kid picking up the broomstick and
by using the force.
And it's a callback to that.
And then we have
this is a beautiful shot.
TIE Interceptor.
Yeah, it's Kylo's from that he used in the last movie.
That's Kylo's ship from the last movie?
I believe so.
Looks like
it's probably Kylo, especially when you see the gloves. Yeah, it does have some red on it, but that's one of the best shots in all of Star Wars. That's fucking cool. That's a cool shot.
Yeah, it's a cool shot.
Okay, no, I take that back. The coolest shot in Star Wars was when Haldo blew through the other ship in The Last Jedi.
Yep.
That was just beautiful. No sound, and it's just the visual, and it's just like, shit.
Mm-hmm. This Christmas.
Yep.
Santa's not coming to town. Skywalker is. Knights of Ren, finally.
Yeah. He's getting his helmet back. Lando Calrissian wearing his Solo clothes because he finally has the Falcon back.
Yep.
He gets his wardrobe back again. Saga comes to an end. This is the first time that we get our, besides the end of The Last Jedi, this is the first time our main 3 cast members are together.
Mm-hmm.
For a story.
You know what? Another thing is, since you paused it right here,
yeah.
What happened to 3PO's red arm?
He didn't have it in Jedi.
He didn't?
No. Only Force Awakens.
Huh.
But he's also pole dancing right here.
Yeah. I mean, we could use a little bit more robotic pole dancing.
Yeah. Also,
what is this?
That is Luke's medal.
From the.
That's the medals that are given from A New Hope. Whether it's Luke's or if it's on the Falcon, maybe it's Han's.
Or Chewbacca's.
That's the medal from A New Hope.
Huh.
Being held by... Those look like...
Man hands.
No. Those are... Considering who we see in the next shot. Like,
why won't they let her die?
Because they had unused footage. So maybe she is. Maybe it's a dream sequence.
I hope
again.
It's a dream sequence.
But they shot a bunch of stuff with her that didn't make it into the last two movies.
That's true.
So why wouldn't you rework that and still have her presence?
So then you get to see her embrace Leia.
Yeah.
And then there's that theory going around that that's actually her mother.
And that's nice. You see Leia and "We'll always be with you" and all that. Like, it's touching. Also, Poe looks like Nathan Drake.
Yep.
He got his wardrobe from Uncharted.
And then we get to see a shot of Rey and the team looking at a piece of the Death Star.
Yeah, I wonder which Death Star. I've heard rumors it's the second one. The second Death Star, especially given the laugh that we hear.
Probably. And then we get the title.
Yeah. December. So, yeah. A lot of people think it's the second Death Star because of the Emperor's laugh.
Yep.
Maybe he somehow survived in the wreckage of the Death Star for all these years.
Or maybe he just survived with a really weird scar on his face and turned to... And then he's like, fuck it, I'm going to be 7 foot tall now.
Well, no, I think it's kind of neat that, like, the...
I've heard a lot of theories that everybody's still like, Palpatine is Snoke, Palpatine is Snoke.
No, I think it'll be really cool to see...
I want
to
know who Snoke fucking is,
It doesn't matter.
I don't give a fuck.
It doesn't matter. Because Snoke was probably just a lackey. The Emperor has been pulling the strings this entire time. Even at Celebration, I'm not a fan of the writer, but Chuck Wendig, who wrote the Aftermath series, was like, yeah, you guys need to go back and read those books again, because there are plenty of clues to where the Emperor has been.
So he's still here.
Oh yeah, he's alive. Yeah, he is alive. And I don't know if you knew at the panel, they showed it once. Do you know who came on stage? Ian McDiarmid.
So he's in it.
He's in it.
Nice.
Palpatine is in this movie.
Nice.
Yeah. Emperor Palpatine is in this movie, which that's another actor who's been all throughout the saga.
Mm-hmm.
He's now been in, he's in Empire and Jedi, all three of the prequels. He's been in 6 of the 9 movies. So, fucking A. Yeah, so the first time I watched it, I cried. It was kind of adorable.
First time you cried, you got in a massive hard-on, didn't you?
No.
Don't lie, I did. Don't lie.
I was in tears. As soon as Luke started talking, I was in tears.
I might have gotten a little twitch in my pants.
Okay, fair enough. But it's like I had goosebumps on me, like when it was starting, and then just like I was a fucking mess by the end of that fucking trailer.
Nice.
Yeah. Just like there's nothing like seeing a Star Wars trailer for the first time.
True. But this is the last.
It's the last of the saga, but not the last Star Wars movie.
It's not the last Star Wars movie, and that's the next theory that we want to come up with. We already know that some people have been on board to do another trilogy.
Well, yeah. So, they have, which D.B. Weiss and David Benioff have been confirmed to be working on a new trilogy of Star Wars films.
Which me and David are hoping is Old Republic.
And Kathleen Kennedy of Lucasfilm, the president of Lucasfilm, has confirmed that Old Republic is in the works. But she didn't confirm if that's what those guys are working on.
Yes.
So, fuck, it better be. Have the creators of Game of Thrones doing an Old Republic trilogy? Please. Please.
And me and David were talking about the other day, is like, how far back do we want the Old Republic to go? Honestly, my understanding, I would really like legitimately old Republic. Like, not even Sith versus Jedi. It's still the Jedi.
Yeah.
Jedi using Force
blades. They would probably do the Sith-Jedi war. It makes sense.
It would.
The scale would be massive.
Yeah.
The scale would be absolutely massive, and that's what those guys are kind of known for. So I think we would see something awesome. Just imagine the Battle of the Bastards, but John has a lightsaber.
I mean, he does have a lightsaber. He's able to kill
things
that are supposed to be able to be killed.
Fair enough. I can't argue that. And then they also said that Rian Johnson is still working on his new trilogy of Star Wars films as well. So,
Rian Johnson, please make the Jar Jar trilogy.
Do you want him to be hated even more than he was after Last Jedi?
No, I do.
You do? You want him to be hated more?
I want a Jar Jar trilogy. Just for the fact that there's a Jar Jar trilogy.
Kevin Smith once did had this fun idea with Jar Jar. What if after the Order 66, Jar Jar was tossed to the streets? And we know he was. He became a jester. A jester. But how cool would that have been if Jar Jar had, like, been scarred and, like, he got thrown into a battle by accident and got scarred and then was just like, fuck this, and becomes, like, a bounty hunter. Just becomes this badass bounty hunter on the level of, like, Boba Fett.
Was he on the panel? Was the guy who played Jar Jar on the panel?
Not on this one. Not on the Rise of Skywalker panel. Daddy, you're bad. They had an episode one panel because it's the fucking 20th anniversary of that fucking movie.
Wow.
Right?
Huh. I can't. I really hope that Jar Jar makes some sort of appearance again.
No.
Please.
They want callbacks to the prequels, but I have a feeling they're going to avoid that. Maybe.
Maybe he's just a Force ghost and he's like in the background giving a thumbs up. Like, that's all I'm asking for.
You know it's bad if Bail Organa didn't rescue him and take him back to either take him back to Naboo with the Gungans or to Alderaan, back to just be like, all right, Jar Jar, you're coming with me.
To Alderaan. Yeah. And then he was just like, I forgot to tell you guys, Jar Jar was on Alderaan when it blew up. So,
yeah.
End of story.
Yeah. I still think it's really sad that we see Bail Organa leave in Rogue One and we're like, he's going to go get blown up.
Yep.
He's going to get blown up. Cool.
Nice.
Yeah. And maybe we'll get, maybe it'll make you happy and some other standalone, they'll have Jar Jar in it.
I just want Jar Jar in the background of some shot, like at the very end, just like giving a thumbs up, like, I participate.
Yeah.
Well, I get the participation ribbon.
That's basically what he did in, like, Sith. He was basically just there. I don't think he has any lines in Sith. I don't recall a single line in Sith from Jar Jar.
Power to the Supreme Chancellor.
No, that was in...
I'm fairly sure that was 3.
No, I think it's 2. Because they're about to go to war. I'm pretty sure it's 2. I might be wrong. You might be right.
First Galactic Empire.
Yeah. Yeah, you might be right. I would have to go back.
But yeah, so...
Where does that put us?
We had a week.
Yeah.
We had a pretty good week. This coffee is eating my insides.
I bet. Man, I've had a couple days. I got my first speeding ticket.
Yep.
Got a speeding ticket after leaving IKEA the other day.
You're welcome.
Yep. It was a damn trap. It was a trap.
I mean, it's a school zone.
I know, but you come right around that roundabout and the school zone starts immediately. It's like, I don't even know how I would have been going 40 around a roundabout in order to get hit as soon as I got in the school zone. I have no idea. Oh, well. I'll pay it. Luckily, he was only 15 over, which is... He did me a favor and not write 16, because 16, it's a much higher ticket.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So, I was going, like, 5 to 15 over the speed limit isn't too bad.
5 over is like, I'm going to let you off with warning.
Well, I would say before 5. If it was a couple over, they probably wouldn't even pull you over for it. They probably wouldn't pull you over for 5, but it's that 10 to 15 range that they're probably like, all right, fuck, I'm going to get this quota. I'm going to meet my quota. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he gets a lot of people there, especially at 2 o'clock. No one's expecting school to be on. But I had that. Like, that happened. And then yesterday, went to grab dinner, and my check engine light came on, and my car was running like shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I have a... it could just be a fucking spark plug. A cylinder is misfiring. So I took it to Pep Boys. It was Wednesday. Guess when they told me that car might be done?
When?
Fucking Monday. For something that might just be a spark plug. Like, they hooked up the little thing to see what the check engine light was saying. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's probably just your cylinder injector or a spark plug. Shouldn't take long. Let me see if we have room in there tonight to get it in and out real fast. It shouldn't take long at all. We can at least see if that's what the problem is. Clean the injector and change the spark plug. I go inside. I talk to the mechanic because it was a different guy that did the check. Talked to the mechanic, and he was like, yeah, if you want to go ahead and drop it off, it probably won't be done until Monday. Just like, for something that could take... So I'm hoping I hear from them like today or tomorrow, mm-hmm. to tell me what it is. If I don't, I'm just going to go get my car back and do it myself. Mm-hmm. I can change my own spark plug easily. I don't think I can clean the injector, but I can at least try the spark plug.
Yeah, spark plugs are easy. It's like replacing a light bulb. You take it out, you unscrew it, you screw a new one in.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be gentle, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't want to break one of those off in there. That's awful. But, yeah, shit. Fuck. What? So Wednesday, well, I won't count Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 5 days for a damn spark plug?
I don't know, man. I don't know cars.
It's like...
David, this is how they subtly tell you that they have to put the Decepticon down inside your car.
Right? It's just like, what the fuck? What the fuck? It's like, I should have just been like, oh, I'll just take it. How much are your spark plugs? And just
spark plugs shouldn't cost you more than
a couple bucks a piece.
20 bucks maybe maximum.
Yeah, for a new set of spark plugs.
Yeah.
Which I would do. I would do the whole set.
Yeah.
But damn.
Oh yeah, because there's multiple spark plugs in it.
Yeah, each cylinder has its own spark plug.
Yeah, I'm thinking about a lawnmower spark plug, my bad.
Yeah.
There's only one
in that, because yeah. It's a one-cylinder
yeah.
engine. You just need to ignite one. And, like, it's a drivable having a cylinder down, but...
Here's what you need to do. You need to cut out the bottom of your car, and you need to Flintstone this shit.
Yeah, right? So, if you have a six-cylinder car... Like, if you went down to five, you won't notice that much. But my car is a four-cylinder. You go down to three, you kind of notice that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, it was just, I just didn't feel like it had the get up and go.
It didn't yeah. have
so, hopefully it's an easy fix, because that'll be a shitty week. Like, it's already a shitty week. Mm-hmm. Ticket, and then the car's in the shop. I'm driving around the Kia now, and... I'm just, like, fingers crossed I don't hit a pothole or some shit.
Where's the wood? You're sitting on some wood.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Jinx? We said that at the same time.
Hold on. Let me knock on.
Oh, no. Damn it. You had to go there.
Not that wood.
You had to go there.
I didn't actually mean to hit myself that hard. I'm...
Just ball tap yourself?
I did, actually.
Oh, man. And with that, guys, make sure you check out our Patreon at patreon.com/kindofepicshow. Become a patron for us. Join any of our tiers if you want just the basic account.
And if you $5. If you don't join any of our tiers, you're going to make me shed some.
Yeah. Yeah. Some tears. I gotcha.
I made it funny.
Well, somebody laughed, I'm sure.
Somebody had a snarky. That was quick.
At least we didn't make a Trail of Tears joke or something.
Well, now you just did.
That's not a joke. It's just I just referred
it's
to
it. It's not a joke. It's just a historical thing that happened. I mean, yeah. Yes, it did.
It could have been bad. You could have been like, follow our Trail of Tears. No, don't do that.
Follow our Trail of Tears to our Patreon.
Yeah. Oh, no. Why did I say anything? That's all my... That is 100% my fault. Damn it. Yep. Patreon.com/kindofepicshow.
hypocrite's diary.
David West.
Have a good one, guys.
Yeah. Damn it.